愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
这个礼拜我们的读经是约书亚记最后一章到士师记第六章。
This week's Bible reading is from Joshua chapter 6 to
最后一章。
The last chapter of Joshua to Deuteronomy chapter 6。
那我们现在来看约书亚记的最后一章。
So let's finally let's look at the last chapter of Joshua。
约书亚记最后一章是记载约书亚人生的最后一段旅程。
This last chapter of Joshua is an account of the last part of Joshua's life。
那在这一段圣经里面描写约书亚对以色列百姓的劝告。
And these are the words that Joshua left for the Israelites.
好，我们现在看二十四章的十五节。
Let's take a look at Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
好，若是你们以侍奉神为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们在列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉神耶和华。
Verse 15, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
事情的终局强如事情的起头。
A lot of things, a lot of the end,
end of a matter.
The end of the matter is more important than the beginning.
好，约书亚已经到人生最后的一段。
Joshua had reached the end of his life.
我们从这一段圣经可以看得出来，他的心对神非常的忠心。
From these verses, we can see that his heart was focused on God.
至于我跟我的家，我们一定要侍奉神。
For he said, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord."
所以他人生的最后一段他最关心的一件事情就是信仰。
And so, at the end of his life, the thing that he most cared about was his faith.
这是二十九节说，这是他一百一十岁的时候讲的。
In verse 29, it mentions that he was 110 years old.
前面四十年，他过走着旷野的生活路途。
And the last 40 years before he had walked in the wilderness.
以后跨过约旦河进到迦南地。
And once they crossed the Jordan into Canaan.
在攻克迦南。
When they attacked Canaan.
这样到一百一十岁。
This brought him to 110 years of age.
这几十年的生活让他回想到神非常的重要。
And it was during these years that reminded him of the importance of God.
所以他跟他的家要侍奉神。
And therefore he said, "For me and my household, we will serve the Lord."
然后他告诉以色列百姓，你们要做选择。
And he tells the Israelites that they must make a decision.
就是如果我们所拜的神不好，那你就要侍奉另外一个神嘛，就当时在外族人所侍奉的神。
And so he says, if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then you must choose for yourselves what God you will serve.
那为什么约书亚这样讲？
Why did Joshua say such a thing?
如果我们看二十四章的二十三节。
If we look at chapter 24, verse 23,
耶稣也说，你现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。就是他们已经有人在拜外邦的神。
It says that he says that they must throw away the foreign gods, and this means that they were worshiping other gods.
那这个会变成笑，渐渐的扩大，会影响其他的人也去拜外邦的神。
And this can in turn be like yeast; it will spread, it will expand.
所以他才请他们要选择。
And so that's why he tells them that they must make a decision.
但是不管你们选择什么，我跟我的家，我们一定要敬拜天上的神。
But he said, no matter what you choose, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
那当这样，他对以色列百姓，做这样的选这种要选择的一种建议之后。
And so after he gave the Israelites this recommendation to make a decision,
那这个以色列百姓怎么回应呢？
What did the Israelites answer?
十六节。
Verse 16.
百姓回答说，我们断不敢离去耶和华去侍奉别的神。十七节。
17.
因为主我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地为奴之地领出来，在我们眼前行了大神迹，在我们眼所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。十八节。
18.
神又把在此地的亚摩利人都从我们中间赶出去，所以我们必定侍奉神，因为他是我们的神。所以这个以色列百姓啊，当然他也在提到，他是我们的神。
And so we see here that Israelites said that this, that the Lord is their God.
这个外邦的神不是我们的神。
And this foreign God is not our God.
但是经过几百年之后
but several, some hundred years later.
到了列王记上的时候，我们看，以利亚先知同样对以色列百姓提出这个问题，他们的回答就不一样。
And we see later in 1 Kings, Elijah makes this statement as well, and the answer he gets is different.
好，接下来看列王记上的十八章。
Let's take a look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
二十节。
Verse 20.
亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知都上加密山。二十一节，以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就应当顺从耶和华，若巴利是神，就应当顺从巴利。众民一言不答。
Verse 20, so Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. 21, Elijah went before the people and said,How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing.
其实这里以利亚先知啊，对以色列百姓讲的话跟约书亚讲的一样。
We can see here that Elijah spoke similar words to as Joshua.
说有两个神，你们要选择啊，你不能够脚踏两只船。
He says that there are two gods, and you need to make a decision. You can't have one leg in each boat.
所以二十一节说，你们心持两意要到什么时候呢？
And so in verse 21, he asks, how long will you waver between the two?
如果耶和华就是主你的神，就他们祖宗所拜的是神，那你就要顺服他。
He says, if the Lord is God, follow him.
那如果巴利是神，那你就去顺巴利人，不要拜你祖宗拜的神。
But if Baal is God, follow him and forget the God of your ancestors.
但是众民一言不答。
But the people said nothing.
不愿意做选择。
They refused to make this decision.
他们宁可脚踏两只船。
They'd rather waver between the two.
所以从约书亚那个时代一直到以利亚那个时代，很显然信仰已经改变了。
So we can see that from between Joshua and Elijah's time, their Israelite faith has changed.
那但是那个是几百年后的事情。
This is indeed some hundred years later.
那有时候我们活在这个世界上，当然只有七八十年。
Our lives perhaps is only 70 or 80 years.
但是七八十年当中，有时候我们的信仰会改变很大。
And during these 70, 80 years, our faith can change as well.
可能年轻的时候，我们立志，耶和华才是我们的神。至于我跟我的家，我们一定要侍奉他。
Perhaps when we were young, we made the decision that the Lord is God, and that me and my household will serve the Lord.
但是到了中年，
But when we reach the middle age,
我们的信仰可能就改变了。
Perhaps our faith had changed directions.
我们不一定去拜那个偶像。
Perhaps we're not necessarily worshiping idols.
但是有另外一种的偶像。
But perhaps there's a different kind of idol.
就是对世界的追求跟取代的神。
And that is the pursuit of this world that made us forget the Lord.
那一直到年纪大的时候，哎，我们又恢复过来了。
And then perhaps when we get advanced in age, we return again.
那如果没有恢复过来，我们信仰就流失了，完全都没有了。
But if we don't turn back, then we've lost our faith.
好，那我们现在看哦，为什么约书亚对神有这么大的信心
？So, let's see why Joshua had such great faith in the Lord.
哦，那为什么以后他们的信心会改变
？And why is it that later on the faith of the Israelites had changed?
那我们从圣经来看看，找一些原因。
And we will find some reasons in the Bible.
那看看。日光之下没有新事，我们今天大概也是差不多。
And we may find that there's nothing new under the sun.
好，我们现在回来看约书亚记二十四章。
Let's come back to Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记二十四章从第一节到第十三节。
From
第一节到十三节。
From verse 1 to verse 13.
神就借着约书亚提醒以色列百姓啊。神替他们做了什么事情
？What exactly did the Lord do for the Israelites here？
神看不见
，Our God is invisible。
但是神做的事情是看得见
，But the work of God can be seen。
那有时候神为我们做的事情，因为神看不见了，我们就把它当作理所当然。
God may do things for us, but because He is unseen, we may take it for granted.
就不会说这个是神的恩典，对神有感谢的心，那这个信仰就会发生问题。
We won't feel like anything is from the grace of God, and then we will have problems with our faith.
好，所以从二十四章的第一节开始啊，我们看到到十三节，每一个我就是指着神。
And so when we look at verse 1 to 13, every time it says I, it refers to the Lord.
好，那我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
我将你的祖宗亚伯兰从大河那边带来，领他走遍迦南地全地，又使他的子孙众多，把以撒赐给他。谁带领？他们为什么可以进到迦南？
So why and how is it that they are able to enter Canaan?
是神带领他来。
It is because God guided them.
亚伯兰为什么一百岁可以生孩子
？Why is it that Abraham at 100 years old can have a child?
神说我把以撒给他。
It says that God gave him Isaac.
所以今天我们为什么来美国
？So today, why did we come?To the United States.
有时候我们如果忘记神哦，都说很自然嘛，因为来这里读书，所以我来了。
Perhaps if we have forgotten God, we may say, "Well, it was very natural because I came to continue my studies in school."
那从神那里来看，是我带你来的。
But if we look from, we look toward God, it is because God brought you here.
所以神看不见，有时候神的工作，我们就把它当作理所当然，对神就没有感谢的心。
And so because God is unseen, his work may be to us something we take for granted.
哦，那为什么你生了两个儿子？因为我本来就会生啊，身体很健康，怎么不会生？
And so why did you have two children? Well, it's because I was healthy. Why would I not have two children today?
我们忘记了会生孩子也是神给我们的。
But sometimes we may forget that having children is also something given by God.
好，那我们再回来看。
Let's look back.
好，第四节。
Verse 4.
又把雅各跟以撒赐给以扫，所以以撒生两个儿子是神赐给他的。
And so, and it says, to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau, and these were given by God.
好，然后第五节。
Verse 5.
好，我差遣摩西、亚伦，并照我在埃及中所行的降灾祸。然后把你们领出来，所以谁使他们出埃及
？And so who brought them out of Egypt？
是那看不见的神。
It is that invisible God.
今天是谁带我们来信耶稣？
So today, who is it that brought us to believe in God?
好像当时，如果他们只回答说是摩西带领，这个就错了。
So, by the same token, if they replied saying that it was Moses, then it would be incorrect.
是那摩神看不见的神借着摩西啊。
It is that unseen God that guided Moses.
那谁带领我信耶稣啊？什么弟兄，什么姐妹？
Who brought us to the church? It is some brother or some sister.
其实应该是神借着某某弟兄、某某姐妹。这样我们对神才会有感谢的心。
But actually, it is through a brother or a sister that brought us.
好，那我们信耶稣的过程，有时候经过很多的困难。
And so throughout our faith, we may encounter different difficulties.
有很多怀疑，然后有的对，又跑到外教会绕了一圈，又再回来，这个很多的事情发生。
Things like doubt and perhaps going to another church and then coming back to our church.
那我们可以把它想说，因为我想通了，说我在真耶稣教会。
Or we can think that it is because I had thought this through and this is why I decided to come to church.
其实不是。
But it's actually not.
是神开我们的心了，我们才能够了解，这是神的恩典。
It is because God opened our hearts and we understood. This is why.
接下去到第七节就讲啊，怎么脱离埃及。
And then moving on to verse 7, it talks about how they left Egypt.
海水淹没埃及人。
It was the sea that swallowed the Egyptians.
所以我们遇到很多困难，为什么能够平安？
And so if we encounter a lot of difficulties, how is it that we have peace in the end?
我们就讲运气好。
Some might say we had good luck or good chances.
这个也不是真的答案。是神保守我们。
That's not the answer. It is because God had protected us.
然后再看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
我领你们到约旦河东边，这是神领的。
It says, I brought you to the land of the Amorites, east of the Jordan.
好，那他们与你们征战，我将他们交在你的手中，你们便得了他们的地业，地为业。
They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands, and you took possession of their land.
所以为什么外族能够把他打败？因为神给他们，所以他才能够打败啊！不只是说他们自己会啊，能啊。
So how is it that they were to be able to defeat the Amorites? It's not because of their own abilities; it is because of God.
好，那下一句，我也在你面前将他们灭绝。
And then it says, I destroyed them from before you.
所以以色列百姓才能够把它灭掉，因为神要把它灭掉。
It is because God wanted to destroy them, that way the Israelites could destroy them.
那第九节开始就讲当时这个巴勒要咒诅他们。
And here it says that in verse 9, that Balak wanted to curse the Israelites.
那第十节我不肯，神不肯，神不肯，他就没有办法咒诅以色列百姓，咒诅就变成祝福。
But then in verse 10, God, it says that God would not listen to them.
所以一个信神的人，如果神不允许，没有一个人能够咒诅我们，因为我们是在神的手中。
And so therefore in our lives, if God does not allow it, no one can curse us.
那到十一节。
On to verse 11.
再讲过了约旦。
When they crossed the Jordan.
他们跟你们征战，我把他们交在你的手里。
When Jericho fought against you, I gave them into your hands.
所以他们才得胜啊。
That's why they could be victorious. Verse 12.
我打发防空去在面前将亚摩利人他们赶出去。
Verse 12. I sent the hornet ahead of you, which drove them out before you. Also the two Amorite kings.
13节。
Verse 13.
我是给你们那块土地。
I gave you a land.
我赐福你们给你们的那个诚意，非你们所造的。
I gave you the cities,
yeah, 非你们所造的。
And I gave you cities you did not build.
所以他们在迦南地啊开始繁荣起来，都是神的恩典。
And so throughout Canaan, it was all because of the grace of God.
所以神借着约书亚告诉他们，你今天的你，就是因为看不见神，继续不断的带领、保护、保守、看顾、祝福，所以才有今天的你。
So that's why Joshua reminds them that it is because of this unseen God that has continuously guided you, protected you, blessed you.
这今天我们跟神的关系要怎么能够持守得住呢？
And so how are we able to preserve our relationship with God?
如果我们天天都感谢神，我今天的我就是因为神的很多的工作，我今天才能够有我这样。
If we can acknowledge God, thank God, that it is because of God that we can we are here today.
但是如果把这个忘记了，But
if we forget this,
或者是看不见的神不提，只是说这是因为什么原因都跟神没有关系，这个是信仰退步的开始。
Or if you don't mention God in any as part of any part of your life.
所以感恩哦，是一个人不会离开神。
And so giving thanks is a way to preserve our relationship with God.
不懂得感恩，我们跟神的关系就开始疏远了。
If we don't know how to give thanks, then we will lose our faith.
所以这个十六节，百姓说，我们断不离弃神，去侍奉别神。
And so in verse 16, they say, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord."
因为耶和华我们的神，接着他就提到，领我们出来行了大神迹大奇事，就提到神看顾他们。
And then in the verses after are the reasons because God had brought them out of Egypt, had performed these great signs to them and protected them.
那十八节最后一句，所以前面是因为，所以。 我们必侍奉神，他是我们的神。
So and then in verse 18, before it was the reason, and in 18, it's because he will serve the Lord.
所以因为以色列百姓知道有体验对神的恩典能够纪念，所以在约书亚死的时候，还是信仰能够持守得住。
And so the Israelites were able to keep the faith because they were able to remember. What God had done for them.
好，那我们刚刚读到，到这个以利亚那个时代就已经完全跑去拜偶像了。And
then we mentioned earlier that when it came to Elijah's time, all of the people turned to idols.
那到底问题出在哪里？And
so where did the problem come from?
好，那我们现在从生命记来找答案。
And so now we're going to find some answers in Deuteronomy.
生命记31章。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
20节。
31 verse 20.
31章20节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 20.
因为我将他们领进我给他们列祖启示应许那牛奶与蜜之地，他们在那里吃得饱足，身体肥胖，就必偏向别的神。 侍奉他们，藐视我，背弃我的约。
31 verse 20, When I have brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, the land I promised on oath to their forefathers, and when they eat their fill and thrive, they will turn to other gods and worship them, rejecting me and breaking my covenant.
为什么他们会离开神？
Why did they forsake God?
如果从20节看起来，就是生活过得太好。
From verse 20, we can tell that it was their life was good.
那为什么生活太好会让人离开神？
And why is it that when life is good, that people will forsake God?
你就想想看，如果他们还是在旷野走路。
So if we think about it, if they were still in the wilderness,
没有神就没有manna.
If there was no God, there would be no manna.
没有神，磐石就没有流水。
If there's no God, there will be no water from the rock.
没有神就没有云柱火柱带领。
If there's no God, there will be no cloud or fire.
所以在最困难的环境里面，他们知道每一天都要有神。
And so in their times of need and difficulty, they knew there had to be a God.
那一旦顺利以后，觉得没有神我也活得好，这颗信仰就开始发生问题。
But when life was good, they forgot about God.
好，我们看第六章，《生命记》第六章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
好，我们再深入来看，这个为什么生活舒服，人会离开神？到底生活改变他心态的哪一个部分？
And so we will see why and when is it that when life is good that there's a change in their faith.
我们看第十节,
let's look at verse 10.
申命记六章的第十节,
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10.
主你的神领你进到列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地。 那里有城邑又大又美，非你所建造的。十一节，有房屋满各样美物，非你所装满的，有凿成的井，非你所凿成的，还有葡萄园、橄榄树，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。十二节，那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及为奴之家领出来是神。 十七节、十三节，13。你要敬畏主你的神，侍奉他的名。这个地方在讲说，这一些东西都是非你自己弄出来的。
Here it says that everything is done by themselves.
我们来到美国，这个社会不是我们开发出来的。
When we came to this land, there was nothing here that we built.
这个是，但是我们来到这边过很好的生活。
But yet, when we come to the U.S., we live a good life.
这是神的恩典。This
is the grace of God.
但是要谨慎，免得忘记了神。But
we must be alert, or else we will forget God.
那我们再看第八章。Let's
look at chapter 8.
第八章的十二节。Chapter
8, verse 12.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造房屋，居住。 哦，十三节。13。你牛羊增多，你金银增添，并你所有权都增添，你就心高气傲，忘记神。所以关键就是，我们人舒服的生活会心高气傲。And
so when our life is good, then when we're satisfied, we will forget God.
十四节第一句话。
Verse 14, then our hearts will be proud.
什么是高傲？就是忘记神了，这个就是高傲。To
be proud is to forget God.
常常感恩，我们就是在神面前谦卑。When
we give thanks continuously, then it is our humble hearts.
所以活在神的恩典应该是对神特别感恩才对，但是常常活在神的恩典里面，人离开了神，这是很可惜的。
So when we live in the grace of God, we should give thanks constantly, but rather we forget God.
所以这是为什么以色列百姓在迦南地会去拜偶像，离开真神。And
so this is why when the Israelites lived in Canaan, they were worshiping idols.
因为生活一舒服，人觉得没有神也可以活得很好，忘记了神的恩典。Because
when life was good and smooth, they didn't seem to need God and forgot Him.
第二个很重要的原因就是周围的这些传统文化的影响。And
the next reason would be the society and the culture around us.
我们看《申命记》的31章。Let's
look at Deuteronomy chapter 31.
申命记31章。Deuteronomy
31.
16节。Verse
16.
神又对摩西说：“你必和你的列祖同睡，这百姓要起来，在他们所要去的地上，在那地的人中随从外邦的神行邪淫，离弃我，违背我与他们所立的约。”Verse
16. And the Lord said to Moses, "You are going to rest with your fathers, and these people will soon prostitute themselves to foreign gods of the land they are entering. They will forsake me and break the covenant I made with them."
这个地方说随从外邦的神。It
says that they will prostitute themselves to foreign gods.
就是被他影响，所以就违背了他跟神立的约。And so
they are being affected by these gods, and so they will forsake and break the covenant.
那我们再回来看第六章的第十节。Let's
take a look at chapter 6, verse 10.
对不对，第七章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 1.
好，我从第二节开始。
starting with verse 2.
主你的神将他们交给你，击杀你，那时你们要把他们灭绝净尽，不可与他们立约，也不可连续他们。第三节。
Verse 3.
不可与他们结亲，不可将你的儿嫁给他们儿子，也不可叫他儿子娶你们的女儿。第四节。
Verse 4.
因为你必使你的儿子转离，不跟从主去侍奉别神，以致神的怒气向你们发作。所以这里提到说，外邦人这个七族啊，要全部都赶出去。
It says here that they must cast out everything that is foreign to them.
为什么这么残忍？全部都赶出去。
And why does it have to be so cruel? They have to take everything out.
因为这个七族有它的传统，有它的文化。
Because these outside, these other nations have their cultures and different societies.
那这个神的选民住在他那个外族的文化里面呢，会改变的，因为他文化是拜偶像。
And so if these chosen people of God dwell among them, then they will be affected because they worship foreign gods.
所以第二个就是婚姻。
And so the next is marriage.
所以为什么旧约禁止非常严厉，不可跟外邦结婚？主要考虑是信仰。
And why is it that the Old Testament was so strict that they cannot intermarry? It is because of their faith.
所以外邦的文化加上跟异族的通婚，慢慢把他们信仰的根基腐蚀掉、烂掉了。
And so it is the foreign cultures and these intermarriage that destroyed their faith.
那今天我们怎么会离开神呢？
And so today, how is it that we forsake God?
我们看文化从哪里来。
It depends on what culture it is.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
你们死在过犯中，他叫你们活过来。第二节。
Verse 2.
那时你们行其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们从前也就在他们放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体的私欲所喜要的剧情，秉着可怒之子跟别人一样。这个第二节开始在讲我们行事为人随从今世的风俗。
Verse 2, it says, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler.
今世的风俗再讲现代化一点，就是传统或者文化。
The ways of this world, in today's terms, is the traditions and cultures of other nations.
那一提到文化，大家说，这个文化不可以触犯。
And so if we think of culture, then people think, well, I will not be part of it.
那接下去就讲顺服空中掌权的首领，悖逆之子心中蕴结的邪灵。所以这个文化的背后不是神在影响，文化的背后是魔鬼在带领。
And next it says, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. So what's behind all this cultural things are actually of Satan.
当然，我们讲这个文化是指着跟圣经教训不同，这个背后是魔鬼在操纵的，好像同性恋的合法越来越强。
We say that the culture is of this world, but really it is Satan behind it, such as things such as of homosexuality. It is becoming having more influence in our world.
那这个社会里面崇拜金钱、崇拜成功、崇拜出名，这个都是拜偶像的文化，这个会影响我们的信仰。
And the pursuit and the worship of money, of fame, this is all an effect of the culture.
所以信仰危机两个原因，第一个生活太舒服，第二种随从外邦的文化，这个是他们在迦南地往下退的一个原因。
And so when our faith deteriorates, it is because our life has gone too smooth, and also the culture has affected us.
那怎么让我们的信仰重新再恢复起来？
And so how is it that we can revive our faith?
我们看列王记上十八章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上的十八章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
十八章的二十一节，我们刚刚读最后一句，众民一言不答。
And so in we will read the last part. It said that the people said nothing.
理论上的说明没有办法改变他们。
And so any kind of logic was not able to change them.
但是到最后他们怎么改变？
So then how did they change in the end?
三十九节。
Verse 39.
众门看见就俯伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
Verse 39. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
看见什么？
What did they see?
这些假先知拜献祭，什么都没有发生。
They saw that nothing happened with these false prophets.
表示那个神是死的，没有用的。
It means that their gods are dead, of no use.
好，以利亚一献祭。
When on Elijah's altar,
火从天上下来，把它烧掉。这个神是活的，是真的。
Fire came from heaven, burned up the offering.This is the true God.
所以我们要求神哦，在我们的教会当中能够显出他的能力，让每一个信徒能够看出我们的神是大有能力，是活在我们当中，这样信仰看到就会回头。
And so when we pray, we must ask God to manifest His power in our church. And when members, when people witness this, they will know our God is the true one.
加上圣灵的感动，圣灵的运行。
And then adding on the movement of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit.
只是理论上的说明，每一种神的能力的看见或者圣灵的感动，有时候很难让一个人做一个决定回头。
If you use any kind of logic debate, it might not turn someone back to God.
所以第一个要常常有感恩的心。
And so first we must have a heart of thanks.
这样我们就跟神不会离开。
That way we will not forsake God.
第二个，不要随从外邦的文化。
Second, don't follow the foreign cultures and traditions.
第三个，求神常常显他的能力恩典，让我们对他有活泼的体验。
And then also thirdly, we ask God to give us to let us see His power and His grace.
那我们到年纪大的时候，我们也跟约书亚讲，至于我跟我的家，我一定要侍奉天上的神。
And then, when we get to our older age, we can say, as Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
226.
226.